राम राम राम। श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 18 वर्स 61। लिंक। सोल द सेल्फ इज अ फ्रैगमेंट ऑफ गॉड एंड इज सेंटियंट व्हाइल नेचर इज सेल्फ मेड एंड इनसेंटियंट। सो हाउ शुड सोल कम अंडर द स्वे ऑफ नेचर? द लॉर्ड आंसर्स द क्वेश्चन इन द नेक्स्ट वर्स। ईश्वरः सर्वभूतानां हृदयेऽर्जुन तिष्ठति प्रामयन् सर्वभूतानि यन्त्रारूढानि मायया। The Lord dwells in the hearts of all beings, O Arjun, causing them by His elusive power to revolve in accordance with their nature, as if they are mounted on a wheel of the body. Comment. Ishvara sarvabhutanam riddheshayarjuna tishtati pramayan sarvabhutani yantra rudhani mayaya. The Lord, who is an impartial controller, sustainer, and conductor of all beings, causes those beings to revolve like wooden dolls mounted on a wheel, who have assumed their body as I or mine. Just as a man boarding a train goes only to stations where it arrives, and when he gets off it, he has not to go to those other stations where the train further goes. Similarly, so long as a man assumes his affinity of I-ness and mine-ness with this body, the Lord conducts him according to his nature, and he revolves following the cycle of birth and death. This affinity of I-ness and mine-ness gives birth to attachment and aversion, which makes the nature impure. This impurity of nature compels him to perform actions. But when he renounces his affinity with his body, his nature becomes purified by being free from attachment and aversion, and he is not helplessly driven to action. In that case, he is not conducted by the elusive power of the Lord. Now a doubt arises whether a man is free to act according to his will, or does he depend on his actions or any other agency? If he depends on any other agency, how can he perform only those actions which are prescribed by scriptures? The answer is that as ice is frozen in a refrigerator and heat is produced by a heater, according to their own mechanism, though both of the machines are run by electricity, electricity has no will and insistence of its own, that it would run only a particular machine, but it works every machine. In the same way, all beings revolve according to their own nature by drawing inspiration and energy from the Lord. It means that persons of good nature perform virtuous deeds, while persons of evil nature perform evil deeds. Thus, one's own nature is responsible for the performance of good and evil deeds. But a point needs special attention. A man is free in purifying his nature or in sullying it, while other creatures such as birds, beasts, and even the gods are not free in improving their nature. The Lord, by His grace, has bestowed upon us this human body, so that we may attain salvation. So a man should attain it by improving his nature. When the Lord declares that He dwells in the hearts of all beings, He means to say that just as water pervades everywhere under the earth, but can be received from a well, similarly the Lord pervades everywhere, yet a heart is His special residence. Similarly, in the third chapter, it has been declared that the all-pervading Lord is always present in sacrifice, yajna, Gita chapter 3 verse 15. An important fact. A striver generally commits an error when he assumes that during adoration, loud chanting of divine names and meditation, etc., God is far away from him and he will not be revealed there and then. Similarly, he may think that he does not deserve God realization. God is not merciful to him, and so on. So he strengthens the belief that God is far away from him, but he should have the conviction that as God pervades everywhere, he is in him and in his body, mind, breath, and intellect, and chanting also. There is no one nearer than he is. By having this conviction, a striver should practice adoration, chanting, and meditation, etc. Now a doubt arises that if we assume that the Lord is in us, the Lord and we will be different. The clarification is that it is our egoistic notion which makes us seem different from God. If we accept Him as ours, we become one with Him and love is revealed. When the Ganges is flooded, water overflows its banks and is filled in pits, etc., which are away from the river. When again it flows in its normal course, the water of the pits is separated from the main course. This water is considered defiled, like wine. It is dirty. Several germs and insects are born in it and cause disease. When it is again mixed with the main stream of the Ganges, its impurity, limitedness, and unholiness go away, and it again becomes pure and the holy water of the Ganges. Similarly, when a man, out of his egoistic notion, develops a disinclination for God, he is full of several impurities such as dependence, hatred, enmity, shortage, disquietude, unevenness, limitedness, inertness, and unholiness, etc. But when again he has an inclination for the Lord and takes refuge in him, whose fragment he is, all his impurities as his separateness from and slavery for the world perish. The reason is that he himself, being a fragment of the Lord, is free from defects. It is because of his egoistic notion that defects develop in him. Appendix. The term Brahmayan means that the entire universe is conducted by God's power. Mattah Sarvam Pravartate. Gita chapter 10 verse 8. The Lord inspires beings to act according to their nature, but he does not insist on it. It is because of God's non-insistence that a man being swayed, driven by desire, sense of mindness and attachment, performs virtuous and sinful actions. And in order to reap their fruit, he goes to the heavenly world or to hells and lower booms. But he who takes refuge in God, God inspires him specially. Being devoid of egoism, whatever he does it according to God's inspiration. End of chapter 18, verse 61. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.